It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
I can't hear you.
It's okay. I can hear you.
Everything sounds so loud.
Yeah. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
What's going on, guys?
We got Stevie.
Hello. I can't hear myself at all.
And Kevin.
Saints 3-0. Giants blow.
Go ahead, talk.
Hello?
How can you not hear yourself?
Check your headphones, dude.
You're the loudest one here.
Yeah.
Check your headphones, dude.
You're so loud, I hear you.
There was
you're
a
not
whole.
Talking.
Remember when we used to do the show years ago? And there was a whole thing where anyone who came in were just like, I can hear everyone
Hello?
But me.
Yeah. I got it now.
Like,
always.
The headphones were blocking them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just they're hearing their own. Dumb voice in their head?
No, it's not. I can hear myself through the earphones.
I hear my dumb voice in my head.
So I got a question
Do
about...
Do I really sound like that?
I got a question about football.
God.
But it's not really about football. Okay. Is the enjoyment you guys get when your team wins worth the misery you guys go through when your team loses?
Yes.
Yeah, because Steve is like ready to fucking hang himself from that pole.
I never hear people celebrating for days at a time that their team won. It's usually like, oh, they won tonight. All right, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then it's like if they lose, it's like until the next time they win, they complain about it.
See, I don't know about Steve here as the Giants have a legacy of winning championships and stuff. I got on board with a team that was historically awful. And then as soon as I became a fan, they started winning.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, it was my fandom that brought them such fortune.
Gotcha.
But, so I don't mind when they lose because it's what I'm used to.
Actually, I think your fandom brought them Katrina.
Oh.
Which then brought them to glory.
Yes, because everyone felt bad for him.
Because then Drew Brees showed up.
Whoever that is.
He's the greatest
quarterback. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Brie.
It's Brie.
By the way, for some reason.
Hold on. I need to hold the microphone.
Wow.
Between those.
This is so much easier.
Between those tatties, those papayas.
Papayas!
Don't what do they look like?
My Brazilian papayas.
Don't they mind do. The skin melting off my legs.
They look like papayas. And her skin melts off her legs.
That's not nice. She's a sweet girl.
Yeah. She fucking dropped us like a bad habit, but she was a nice kid.
She dropped the whole scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is she even doing now?
I don't know.
Okay, end of story.
Know. Last I recall, she wrote something on the internet about getting a boyfriend, and then...
Oh.
No.
I'm sure she's
really?
Like, my tits, man. Nobody else can look at these.
Those are mine.
Yeah. Which must have been hard for her, because I don't think she had a single picture without her tits hanging out.
No.
I don't think she had a picture with anything but her tits.
I didn't even know what her face looked like until I met her in person.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes.
They kind of look like these. You'll see them in a minute.
Oh, okay. Let me...
Yeah, with the discoloration and everything.
Wow.
Oh, come on. She might still listen.
They're green?
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
Wow, the Ustream is like way delayed. I just saw me doing the brie cleavage.
Oh. That is a lot. It's usually like 10 or 15 seconds.
No, it's going to be a while.
Wade Delay is the guy who used to cut my grass.
Oh, yeah?
Wade Delay.
Wade Elay?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, football's
the greatest
awesome.
Sport
time.
What?
I was going to say gay.
Why would you say gay?
Because it sucks.
Why?
Because it's fucking stupid.
You have no reason to say that.
Yeah, I do. Because it's dumb.
What's dumb about it?
I think the amount of money that people waste
yes.
for it is dumb.
And time and energy and fucking fantasy football and bullshit.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Is there any sport that you do like?
No, it's not even a matter of me not liking it because, like, I don't have a problem with baseball.
Yeah.
Because nobody goes fucking nuts over baseball.
Every fucking Yankees fan I've ever met.
Oh, well, they're douchebags. Okay. They're front-running douchebags. Yeah.
The crankies.
Yeah. I like the Yanks because my dad liked the Yanks and he was from Bronx.
And well, if there was only 32 baseball teams and only 16 games, you'd see a lot more people who act like Yankees fans.
That's the big thing about it.
What's the big thing
about
it?
It's only 16 games at the least a year.
It's the best team money can buy, am I right?
So your highs are high and your lows are low.
Yeah.
But I'm fine right now.
People don't go nuts over baseball. People aren't like
there's such a saturation with baseball that it's so different.
They play 100 something games a year.
If there was only 16 games and 32 teams, you would see a lot more of a reaction to it like there is for football.
No.
But there, I don't
or it might just,
know
it might just go away
and,
altogether. Yeah. Kind of wish it would.
I mean,
here's the thing, like nobody's talking about baseball right now except for us.
Baseball,
I think we're the only people.
Baseball sucks.
Well, yeah,
baseball's
but still
fucking terrible.
Like people are talking about football all year round.
You have damn near 150
it doesn't
games.
Go
why
away.
Would you give a shit?
It just doesn't go away.
For, see, yeah, for 16,
only
games, 16 there's,
games,
but for 16 games, there's an awful lot of talk about it.
Because it's
every game matters.
And it's a passion.
It's not like baseball or basketball or hockey where they're playing a lot of games. There's only 16 games. Every game is important.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I think they get paid a lot of money for only 16 games.
I see the papayas.
Actually,
now you see the papayas?
Wow. On the scale, they don't get paid much for what they do.
Football players?
The elite.
Get the fuck out of here.
Compared to baseball players.
Absolutely.
Oh, compared to baseball players, well, all they do is hit and run.
Yeah, but baseball players play like eight times as many games a year. So
yeah,
they should get
but football's full contact.
But if you, I'm
for
sure
only about 2 hours
if you look at the scale, the elite players in football get paid a very nice amount.
Handsome.
But there's the lower level guys,
it's more like wrestling.
They get paid a lot more than us, but it's nowhere near what the higher level players are making. And when you compare it to, the same level of player in like baseball, it's such a huge difference.
And even with the elites, when you sign that contract, it's not all guaranteed money. The second you get injured and can never play again, you don't make money.
Well, yeah, you hear about guys getting $100 million contracts, but most of those contracts are structured as back-end deals where the majority of the money is made in the last years, and most of those guys never finish those contracts.
Where, like, A-Rod gets a lot of money whether he plays or not.
Yep, and I think that's a huge waste, too.
Everything. It's all.
That's why there's more passion for
football.
Clutch
is coming in about the hockey. Enough with the hockey. Have Matt go to a sporting event like hockey or something. He'll feel the ups and downs during the game. Yeah, I get it. But
I like hockey. So
of all the sports, I have the least problem with hockey.
Yeah.
Because it's just not all over the place like everything else. But yeah, baseball, no good.
I just don't think
football.
I don't think you like high testosterone.
No. I like knitting, crocheting. I like scrapbooking.
And computers.
And computers, mainly for, Facebook and Pinterest.
Okay.
And, I take selfies and put them on Instagram.
I'm glad you brought up Pinterest.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Because my chick loves Pinterest.
Every chick loves Pinterest.
And, I am reaping all the rewards of it.
Yeah. From all the cooking?
Because, my God, the things that she learns to make.
Oh, yeah, recipes?
Yeah. For instance, for dinner
Did
this
you
week.
Know?
I had a bacon-wrapped meatloaf.
What? I smelled it.
I smelled it.
On you when you came in from last week.
No, I had some leftovers.
Oh, yeah?
And Matt came in and he's like, what is that?
What?
Can I see that?
Yeah. It just smelled like heaven when I walked into the lunch area. And he's just like, well, I'll have you know.
Instead of bees to honey.
Gather around.
Instead of bees to honey, it's just Matt's the bacon.
Pretty much.
Everyone gather. Take a sniff. Breathe deep.
Oh my God.
I like bacon and I like meatloaf.
Who doesn't?
Bacon wrap meatloaf. She also this week made pumpkin muffins with like a cream cheese filling. This shit's crazy. And I'm trying to be in shape, and it's
it's very difficult.
That's a good pet name, pumpkin muffin.
Yeah.
It's a nice derby name.
Or maybe that's what I might call my new bundle of joy that's on.
What new bundle of joy?
Segway.
You know, let's just say somebody's family might be having a new addition.
Uh-oh. Yeah. How many legs does this addition have?
When does she do?
6 weeks.
That's quick.
Yeah, it's a puppy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
We're getting a new puppy.
You're getting a new puppy, or there's a puppy coming out of your dog?
Oh, no. We got her fixed, probably sooner than we should have.
Well, she got Paul Barker is...
She got a pupperectomy, and they just scraped all the ovaries out of her. Yeah. But no, the old bartender from Ted's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her dog had puppies, and you know, we've been flirting with the idea of getting Lucy a companion for a while. And sure enough, we put a claim on one of these guys.
Is this another pit?
No. It's a spaniel terrier mix, and his name's Ferdinand, and he just opened his eyes today. So, signals. Yeah.
Ferdinand.
Yeah. That's great.
Wait, I'm sorry. Matt, what do you want me to do?
Okay, I'm going to turn the camera a little to Steve. That's all.
It's. Are you sure? I have about this much space next to Steve.
I'm bothered by that there's more space to...
Like, I can see your arm.
Yeah, I know.
You want to see more of your arm?
Just turn. All right. No, not more of me.
That's what Derek's saying. He
said towards Steve.
Well, then he's there's too much Steve.
So, towards Kevin.
Yeah, towards
okay,
Kevin.
What does that have to do with the camera?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There you go.
Damn it.
No, not enough Matt.
One more. That's good. That's all good. Right. Perfect.
Okay.
I think it's actually moving itself.
Well, because that's what it's I was...
it's moving itself back.
You wanted me to move it that way.
The problem was that it's when after Kev set it up, it slowly moved itself back.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of just did it again.
Because of the wires and stuff.
Yeah. It did it again, but all right, whatever. We'll deal.
Fuck it. Who cares?
So I'm getting a puppy.
Oh, so you're getting a puppy. I'm sorry, dude.
I'm still waiting to find out how many legs.
Yeah, you didn't answer.
Three. That's why
Tripod
I
is her name. Is it a girl or a boy?
Popcorn Zoo?
Boy.
A boy?
Yeah, boy. Mm,
Ferdinand.
Them thing are going to be fucking all over the house.
I just already said she had her ovary scraped out.
That's all right. He can still fuck her, right? But he can't fuck her?
No.
Kevin,
he can't put his penis in her.
She won't
vagina.
Be emitting a hormone that would draw him to her.
Well, neither is my leg, but Roddy humped the shit out of that.
Sure. Yeah, but not with like a fucking flailing dick.
Yeah. The big red rocket of love was in full force.
No, sure.
Did you tell
he'd be squirting all over the place.
Did you tell the doggy rocket story? With the fence?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll get to that. Okay. So while I was meeting all the pups and picking which one I wanted, the human dad of the dogs informed me.
Wait, what kind of puppies are these? You get like centaurs or something?
You know, the owner, well, the male owner,
okay.
was informing me of how we could say the mother dog got inseminated. It was interesting.
Was the Snapple bottle involved?
She got impregnated by the neighbor's dog, but they never actually came in contact with each other. See, the male dog living next door put his dick through the fence.
She backed it up to the glory hole.
And yeah. And the reason that they knew that this happened is the neighbor came out and found his dog's dick still stuck to the fence.
Oh, my God.
And had to pull it off and took skin off the little fucking poor fella's little dick.
Damn. God. Yeah, because his, like, nuggets. They grow,
nuggers.
Too. They got those nuggets on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably had to stick it out, and the nuggets probably blew up on the other side of the fence. Can you call her Glory? Or Gloria? Oh,
you know, it's a him.
So. Oh, it's a him. Call him Glory.
Glory. Glory. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, because he'd be Paul Roma.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is too funny.
Yeah.
So poor. Was there like doggy cream from the female all over the fence?
Doggy cream.
Did she leave a snail trail back to that fucking back porch?
Did she leave a puppy trail?
She's just dripping.
That's so sick.
The dog's just like looking at it, like, huh?
You know,
all right. Back up to it.
Yeah.
Did you have like splinters on her
asshole? The dog was twerking into the fence.
Did
You think she was like, all right, just don't get any cum in my fur.
If I have to wash that shit out. Puppy glory holes.
You'll be licking it clean.
When I was younger, I did witness two dogs having sex. And they were mine.
You're lucky.
The guy was a husky. And the
just because he's a little overweight.
And the female was a basset hound. And when I walked in on them, he tried to run in the other direction. And he was still stuck in her. So he started dragging her around the house. Meanwhile, he's whimpering the entire time.
Oh, because his dick's ready to fall off. Yeah. Oh my
so God. Me and my brother are panicking. We're like, how do we get him apart? And Shovels. My brother had the bright idea to dump a pot of cold water on him.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, no. Then we just had two wet dogs stuck together ass to ass.
Oh, my God. And that poor dog, like, you know, he just fucking threw the fence. And then, you know, she just, like, left.
Yeah.
She's like, all right. You can chow time.
You can take care of that.
She just like, in the porch laying down, watching him, like, wiggling.
Yes.
God, fucking smells cedar.
Shit's on you.
It's a shih tzu.
She's just looking, going, that's going to be the father of my children. Unbelievable. How did you meet daddy?
There was a stockade. And,
He was a war hero. Oh, God. How come daddy's barks are so high? Well, an accident. Whatever. Speaking of pets. Somebody sent me this.
Oh.
Cat eating festival in Peru.
What?
Faces criticism.
Like eating
from
cats?
Congressman. I guess so. I'm reading this cold here. Lima, Peru. Sounds delicious.
Lima.
I like Lima.
When it's Lima, it's Ohio. When it's Lima, it's Peru. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. A Peruvian congressman has joined animal rights activists to try and halt the consumption of barbecued cat.
Oh,
starving. At an annual religious festival. Now, I'm allergic to cats. That's just the dander, right? Their meat's okay?
Oh, yes.
Like my throat won't close up?
I don't know.
No, it's the dander.
It's just the dander. Yeah. As long as they shave them real good.
You got to peel the skin off before you eat the cat. Yeah.
That's good. I kind of feel like cat skin would be, you know, kind of good. Like chicken skin,
I don't know. I mean, the chicken skin.
I mean,
skin
if you fry it up.
The skin has the most flavor.
Yeah, I know.
But the protein is really in the meat.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're looking for.
I don't know.
Me, you know, a guy with the body of a god. And
you know, I'm going to try a piece and I'll just have an EpiPen on me.
That works.
Yeah.
Now you're allergic to cat, but how do you handle pussy?
Good one, Steve.
Very carefully.
Thank you for something.
With caution.
Yeah, so you don't wake her up. You know, because those fucking sides of the crib get in the way.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Did you drop something?
I'm just getting my phone.
Oh, okay, good. The activists,
it stinks already.
The activists say at least 100 cats will be eaten.
What? Oh, it smells?
Shit.
And you guys, insulted the strength.
The fan is right there.
That's why I did it.
I swear.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Kevin, are you getting this?
Get out of here. Go away.
How am I getting? I'm all the way over here.
You're a liar.
Well, the
fan
blades, come over here and smell.
The fan blades spin that way. So it's cycling everything.
Taking it this
yes,
time.
Yeah.
You'll get it in like another 20 seconds.
I'm starting to get it now. Here it comes.
I swear to God, I could pick your fart out of a lineup.
Hummus.
Bummus.
It smells like fried chicken, but if instead of oil, they fried it in doo-doo.
I'm afraid to breathe.
It smells so bad.
It's a little Chipotle bummus.
Chipotle bummus. Revolte.
That's the show title. Revolte bummus.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
No, it's so bad. It's good, though.
It's really nasty.
No, leave it on.
No,
I won't do it again.
Point it up so it goes away.
What?
The fan.
Oh. Here we go, like a Steve fucking number one-ism.
What?
Like this is going to do anything.
Yeah, and then
it's just gonna linger like a mist.
It's gonna blanket it over the room now, like rather than just move it around.
Like a fog of war.
It can't be any worse than it is now.
Good as that.
Horrendous, horrendous, unendous.
So, cat eating.
Would you eat cat?
No. We need a cat. We need a dog. Cows, though? Absolutely. Yeah. Chickens? Definitely.
Fuck cows.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'd totally eat a cat.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, as long as like the right people are preparing it.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be prepared.
By somebody of Latino.
And it would have to be a house cat. None of these strays with weird diseases. Oh, man.
You never know what they have.
I want like a big, plump house cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been laying around real
preferably
lazy.
Preferably fixed because then they get a lot of weight put on. Yeah.
Yep.
So no feral cats.
A lot
cats.
Of fat.
Mm-hmm.
The meat's probably tender.
You don't know what the hell you're getting.
No alley cats.
No. I want farm raised.
Alley cats seem like they might be a little bit better.
No, they're too tough.
Kind of like the hot dog truck on the highway. It's a little bit better than when you just cook it yourself.
Didn't former aristocrat Craig eat squirrel?
I'm sure he did.
That was one of his...
And like snake?
Maybe snake, yeah. But I think he like literally like hunted...
Ate a squirrel?
Ate squirrel, yeah.
I never ate squirrel, but the offer was there. When I went to visit my mom and my grandparents in Kentucky, they would... my step-grandfather was really into hunting wild animals, but in his older age, all he could catch were squirrels.
Mm.
Yeah, they would keep the skeletons in the freezer.
Oh, nice.
After they skinned them. That was an interesting sight for a young boy.
Got yourself a stew with that shit. Anyway, the activists say at least 100 cats will be eaten at this weekend's festival. Festival of Santa Ephigenia? Mm. Whatever.
It's long for Claus.
Yeah.
Get it, Claus?
Ah, Santa Claus. Congressman Juan Urquiza joined activists this year to write the district mayor and Peru's health minister and demand a ban on cat eating under a domestic animal protection law. Activists also claim that dining on felines is a public health danger. Uh-oh.
They can't prove that.
Yeah. The residents defend their tradition, say that the cats sacrificed are specially bred with only a handful killed and eaten. So they're just breeding these cats to be killed and eaten.
Yes.
Much like cows and chickens.
Yeah, so what's the fucking difference?
Yeah. There it is.
I still don't understand, like, if we stop eating cows, you know, like, what are we going to do with them?
Would there be an overrun of cows?
Yeah, you'd have, like, cows in your backyard, like deer, except they're just... You imagine hitting a cow with your fucking car? First of all, you'd be able to see them, I'm sure.
And, I mean, we have, like, mutant steroid cows here.
Yeah.
The cows they have in, like, Europe are nothing compared to the ones here.
The cows here, like, they have to be, like, milked every couple days, right?
They're just brimming.
Yeah, they get, like, infected and die, and they're really disgusting. Yeah. They have all kinds of weird...
I mean, if we stopped eating them, we could get them to play football.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a guy from Bulgaria with me going to a tournament once, and we're driving through, I guess it was Marlboro or something, where there's cows, and he's just like, bro, what the fuck is that thing? And I'm like, it's a cow. And he's just like, that's not a cow.
That's a disgrace.
Why is it so big?
Have a cow, man.
And then you point to a Wendy sign, and like, that's why.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It's not that he's eating the Wendy's. It's that it has to be bigger for us to eat the Wendy's.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fucking cows.
There's so much of him because there's a lot of those.
Yes.
That's how we get to look like this. Mm. See, any other pet news?
Gulp.
I don't remember
pet
anything. Pet news. Get your fucking pet news. No.
I'd rather see some Newport pet news.
Ooh.
Bestiality.
Oh. Anyway, what is this? Baboon ambushes woman carrying groceries in Cape Town and makes out with veggies. Makes off with veggies.
Makes out with veggies.
Makes out with veggies. Wow.
Oh, come here, cucumber.
Oh, thank God there's pictures.
Here we go.
Let me just read this first. Oh my God. Cape Town residents, where's that, South Africa?
Yep.
Okay. Have to watch out for bandits that are savage, quick, and furry. One grocery shopper in this South African city learned that firsthand when a baboon ambushed the woman. Oh wow. As she was leaving a farmer's market, the thieving baboon pounced on the shopper. who had her hands full and quickly grabbed the goods before making off with some vegetables, or making out with the vegetables, whatever. Photos of the heist were captured by some fucking French photographer.
What color is the baboon?
Well, you know, he's darker in color.
Oh, I thought they were red.
Look at this woman's face.
Give me that.
Yeah, really. She's like,
yeah, take my celery.
Okay. I'm out of here.
Look at her twerking.
Yeah. Miley. And now it looks like she's just like looking at him like, oh,
why didn't she
just
fucking kick it?
Oh. Seriously. And now she's laughing because he got what he wanted. Yeah, it looks like she's not too upset.
That monkey's tail's not very erect, is it?
She looks all right.
No, it looks like it got cracked in half
or something. It's got a hell of a kink to it.
Yeah.
Kink.
Doesn't look very prehensile.
Dude, what now? If that was you, would you just full on fucking boot it?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then run like hell.
Yes.
That thing would kill you.
Yup.
How?
What do you mean how? It's much stronger than
what
you
was
are.
It 2 weeks ago? We just read about a monkey ripping off some kid's nuts and then eating them.
That was a baby, bare though. Hands. It was a baby, though.
Doesn't matter.
He's right. It was a baby.
The monkey ain't ripping off my balls.
The skin's a little soft on them.
Doesn't matter. They can rip off ligaments. They can rip off...
ligaments. They're going to go into your skin and rip off a fucking ligament.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that monkey ripped off that one broad's face. So.
Yeah. No, that thing would definitely maul you. You wouldn't be able to.
All right.
To
you know
yourself.
What? Fucking set it up. I'll fight a monkey.
Set it up. Here we go.
I'll punch him right in his face.
Two rude Rampage Rogers versus... What is this thing?
Dude, Mike Tyson. All you are is a bigger monkey.
Huh?
What is it? It's a baboon?
A baboon, yeah. Sorry.
You're just a bigger version of it.
Yeah, but it's like
way more.
Its instinct is to claw your eyes and rip your nuts off.
Yeah, you just gotta have. Yeah. You just gotta like, conjure up that same instinct.
You're right. You gotta get his eyes or testicles first.
Yes. So is it just faster, battle of the wits,
it's
man?
It's faster than you.
Yep.
Knock out of here.
It can jump on you. It'll jump on your more head
determined.
And run down your back and reach
Look,
around.
I'm not
and
saying
rip your nuts.
I'm not saying go get a fucking silverback gorilla. But that little
you probably have better luck with a silverback.
Yeah. There's probably ways to trick it.
Yeah. You could probably get around the other side of it.
No way. Seeing that we're off page.
We're off page. It doesn't matter. Even a chimp could kill you.
Yeah. No. Dude, a fucking spider monkey could rip your eyeballs out.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I killed one already.
Already? I'm
pretty sure.
I think I ran one over a Great Adventure.
I ran over a rhesus monkey.
I swear to God, I felt my tire go over it, but I didn't look.
Oh, my God.
I was too scared to look.
Just keep going.
Yep.
You're just hearing the background. Fucking animal.
I'm pretty sure I could beat up a monkey.
No, you can't. You can't. The second that thing knows what you're doing, you're dead.
Yeah, so if you just start...
No, you're probably not dead.
Look, if
you
just start stomping your foot like Sweet Chin Music, it's running. It's scared of you.
No, it's not.
No.
Absolutely not.
I couldn't imagine getting bitten by one.
Dude, all you gotta do is show your teeth and they'll fucking come at you.
No.
Yeah.
You show your teeth, it'll show it its own teeth.
Here's what I do.
If you're lucky.
Dude, you got to bait it in, and then you got to fucking catch it off guard, right?
Yeah, you act like you're going for a hug, and they just fucking
headbutt. No, not even that.
Or you're just like, I got a train conductor outfit, and it's like, oh, good. You just come up, boom, uppercut.
No, here's what I do, right? Take my balls out, fucking helicopter them. You want these nuts? You want these fucking nuts? And as soon as he gets go, bah, got him.
Yeah, right in the nose.
Well, see,
yeah.
Now I think that'd be, I don't know if you can win that way.
And then when he's knocked out, fucking teabag him.
That's what I would do.
Wow. You want these nuts?
He just wakes up. Oh, shit.
Wow.
You want these nuts, you little shit?
Yeah, here, this person is describing what it would be like for a human to fight a baboon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Only this
do
person
it.
Knows.
And they said that a baboon would be even more dangerous than a dog because it has the dexterity of a human and the biting power of a dog.
I can bite pretty fucking hard.
And, and it says, let's see. Don't assume that a primate will fight like a person. From what I've seen, they tend to charge with blinding speed and grab onto your upper body in a death grip and start ripping with their nails and sinking their teeth into whatever is there. Cover your neck, they'll gouge your eyes, rip your ears off. Wow. So
this
it's kind of like
just making it up, though. You could have written the same thing.
It's kind of like fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Dude, all you got to do is grab hair,
but
fucking pull that shit around.
I'm sure it wouldn't hurt them, though.
I'm going to kick your ass on Mike the Baboon.
Fuck yeah, it would hurt them.
I'm coming for you. You have your eyeballs and your testicles.
These things aren't Superman.
I am Superman.
They pretty much are.
You watch out. I'll come at you with blinding speed.
You better cover your neck, you pussy. I'll stab you with a pigeon. I'm gonna whip your whole family's balls off. Even your mother. I'll whip all of these off. I'm coming for your mother's testicles.
For your mother's testicles.
I hate you so hard your grandma's balls gonna hurt.
There's somebody has a their father has a personal story about baboons in Ethiopia fighting. In 1965.
It was the summer of 65.
Okay. He was hiding he was riding in a truck in a rural area. The truck broke down. Overheated. It's been a long time. Okay.
I thought there was a bunch of Negroes on the side of the road. I asked him for some help, but there were baboons.
He staggered out to the beach, and then he saw that it was a Statue of Liberty.
Damn you!
So, and the driver started working on it. A troop of baboons was nearby.
A troop?
thinking they would scatter.
Are you sure they weren't Kenyans?
Yeah. Thinking they would scatter, my father threw a rock into the middle of the troop.
I think his father was just really racist, and the guy was just taking his story way too literally.
Yeah.
Big mistake. It started raining small stones as every baboon in the troop returned fire.
Oh, my God.
The driver and my father managed to get inside the truck without being injured, where they were basically held captive for the next half hour.
Look. I'm talking one-on-one. You could definitely get jumped.
They didn't have to touch him. They were just throwing stones at them. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh.
They use tools?
Yeah, this guy says he'd only fight one if he had at least a 2 to 3 foot pipe or a sturdy club
to smoke out of.
Hey, oh. Get the monkey high, shotgun him.
Your monkey ripped his pipe real quick.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna smoke no pipes unless there's quack in it.
Yeah, it looks like most of these people say that you're not going to be able to beat a baboon.
All right, fine. I'll just give him my starter jacket.
Unless you have a... yeah, exactly. Unless you have a weapon
or gear. Air
Jordans,
come on.
Don't take his shoes.
Basketball?
And then they distract like, them.
Damn.
Yeah, he grabs and starts doing some...
I got grape ice pops.
Damn.
I got orange drink.
All right, well, I don't know. One-on-one, in a cage, I'll do it.
This person's name is Darth Panda.
Darth Panda.
That's terrible.
I wonder how big that guy is.
Probably pretty big.
Yeah, like comic book guy. Big.
Do you think that we can get like that on pay-per-view with Cell?
What, a man versus a baboon?
In a cage.
I guarantee people want to see a baboon taking apart a man.
Baboon versus buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless you had some kind of...
I'll lay down for him if the price is right. Do the job.
I ain't jobbing or no baboon. Yeah. Oh, my
but
God.
But it's got to be, like, fight rules here. They got to clip its nails and shit.
You put it on pay-per-view and Don King Kong will promote it.
Don King Kong.
Oh.
Here we go, the aristocrats.
Don King Kong.
No, we're just keeping with the...
Times.
No.
The monkey references.
The monkey references, thank you.
Yeah, the jigaboo reference.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Watch it now.
Well, my dad always said there's another term for monkeys.
Watchmen now.
If I did fight a baboon, I'd have to be one of them bare-ass ones.
An orangutan?
Get in a fucking leg lock and just...
I think they're like even more deadly. Let's look it up.
It's funny how I was like... Yeah, I could probably beat up a baboon. And then when I mentioned gorilla, you're like, well, you got a chance against that.
Well, I mean, if you move on to bears, like, obviously, there's no way a person's going to be able to take out a bear.
Oh, get
out
of here. That's not true. There actually is a self-defense.
I could kick the shit out of at least 30 bears.
Yeah, at least 30 bears.
30 in a row.
But, like, a grizzly bear versus a human, you know, it's pretty much a 10-0 fight. But,
like, 10 rounds?
You can, like, 10-0. Like, they're never going to win. You can do like certain tactics that will make the bear run away.
Number one key is to punch it in the nose.
Well, maybe
that's the highest nerve endings on the bear.
But
straight down, right?
No, I heard you just like grab its nose.
I heard if you lay down and coat yourself in honey,
got your nose. Yes. He's like, no, yeah. Give it back.
I hear if you put yourself in an empty picnic basket. No, supposedly, if you say like you're wearing a jacket, if you charge at the bear with your like arms like holding your jacket as wide as possible, there's a chance that the bear will think you're bigger than it.
And then just fucking swipe your face off.
Well, yeah, you'll just get a little slap and then, you know.
Yeah, with its fucking 2-inch claws across your face.
With its life enders.
Or you just play dead. Life enders. What happens is you play dead and the bear goes up and gets real nervous. And doesn't want to get blamed for it.
I'd be playing dead and it would like nudge me and then just piss would just shoot at its face. Then it would know I'm alive.
Derek's going. Derek's going. Yes.
Oh, I don't know if you can beat a bear. I think the best thing to do is just coat your buttocks in honey and, you know, let it do what it's going to do. Just coat. Give yourself up, huh?
Yeah. Coat your buttocks in honey.
So at least you envision what I got.
Yeah. You're just lying there and nudges you. What the fuck?
You ain't dead.
Yikes.
Beat a bear. Is that like Build-A-Bear?
The Build-A-Bear group?
Yeah.
That's that group that's in charge of the government.
Oh.
The Build-A-Bear group.
I thought it was that thing in the mall.
Yeah. You ever heard of the Build-A-Bear group?
No.
Oh.
That's some fucking...
my kids got them.
Right-wing fucking Obama joke.
No. No, there's the Build-A-Bear group, which is this company that basically has all the money and all the power in the country.
You've got all the money and all the power.
But I call it the Build-A-Bear group because I think
it sounds
funny.
First you get all the money. Then you get all the power.
Sure.
And then you get the hose. Yeah. It's key to getting all the hose.
Bilderberg.
Yeah. So that's like the Illuminati, Matt?
Yeah, it's basically the Illuminati.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Here we go.
Well, we're talking about the Illuminati. It's Scott Baio's birthday.
Oh, hey now.
He's a ripe old 50.
Yeah. Isn't he in a new show?
No, he was doing the...
Charles in Charge.
No, it was like a couple years ago. I know Charles in Charge.
No, I thought I was going to say like a spinoff.
No. It wasn't like Scott Baio's pregnant or something.
What?
Yeah, something stupid. Because
he
like
was
that.
Like 47 and he was having a baby with his wife or something.
I think the show was actually just called Baio, to be honest with you.
Actually, no. He has a show on Nick at Night called See Dad Run.
Is that what it is? Is that real?
Yeah.
See Dad Run.
See Dad Run. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, looks like he's got hot sluts on his show.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hot sluts.
That's not rare for him.
Yeah.
I was a big Nicole Eggert fan growing up.
Nicole Eggert. Okay.
Dude, she was hot.
She's definitely hot, yep.
let's play a clip from C-Dad Run.
Okay.
Ugh.
Let's see how Scotty's doing.
Sounds good.
I'm going to have to fucking...
Lighten up the video there?
Yeah, you can't see shit.
Whoa. He looks the same.
He looks more Jewish.
More? Okay, let's see how funny this show is.
A little secret. Yeah. I don't need to have VIP treatment to be happy.
Honey, you wind the whole ride home because we weren't in the sneaker mobile.
The tongue is the sunroof. How cool is that? Yeah, Joe, I can be normal. I'm going to prove it to you.
Shoot and score. Your ticket guy came through, David. Lakers, Heat, floor seats. Can I get a what?
What? Okay, you know what, Kevin? Thank you, but I don't want them.
What?
Okay.
Okay, this can't be terrible.
A Laker game like a normal guy would. We're going to sit in normal seats, and we're going to have just as much fun.
This is like an SNL skit, isn't it?
How are
you going to
get through a public event without being hounded for autographs?
We all know that I can't go as David Hobbs. But you want to know who I can go as? Schneck. Russell Schneck.
What?
Great
joke.
Just a couple of regular guys enjoying some regular seats.
You were right, Dad. No one hounded you.
Hold on there, bestie. You mean nobody hounded Russell Schneck, floor covering salesman, always and forever, Tarzana showroom. Can I get a what?
Oh my God, that canned laughter.
This is the drizzling shits. Ooh, who's beyond the there?
You just ruined my life.
I don't even care. Sorry.
Just bring up pictures of Nicole Eggert, please.
Thank you.
Derek!
Who's that slut?
The fuck is that?
I can't do it.
Crying drinking?
Speaking of a jigaboo.
Oh. Whoa, wait.
What?
On Friday, an appeal court upheld the firing of an Arkansas police officer who was caught on camera drunkenly calling a man a jigaboo. And there's a video, so let's do the video.
In other news this evening, Little Rock police officer finding himself under investigation. The reason is all caught on tape, and now it's on YouTube.
Who's going?
Not us.
Copy with the. Right.
We out here just promoting illegal production.
Illegal production.
This happened at the River Market. The officer, whose name is not being released, comes up to a group of people who call themselves Illegal Productions. We asked police today, but they wouldn't say who the officer is or how long he has been with the force. They did say that they are investigating.
Oops.
Great.
I didn't know he was a Jedi.
So basically, they had some. some swag or something for their little stupid production company, and he said, "Get that jigaboo shit out of my face."
But isn't like jigaboo like scary character? What?
What?
No.
No.
I mean,
it was a team in the Spike Lee movie, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's. I think that was Cucamonga Crackacos.
Jigaboos versus the Wannabes.
Oh, that's just like a.
That's part of what
Australian
got
animal.
That's part of what got Don Imus in trouble, because they referenced the movie.
Yeah. Well,
no, what I'm saying is, I don't think there's actually.
Wait, hold on. Don Imus got in trouble?
No.
Oh.
What do you?
Several years.
What do you get in trouble for?
Well, for being white.
I don't. I mean, did he? What did he?
I mean,
that's a nappy head of those there. I'm gonna take that.
Oh, he said that. He said he did say that.
Oh, that was him?
Seamless.
we can punch that up in post.
Yeah. Take about that much out. Oh, my God. Anyway. What?
Oh. Vaughn's back.
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, it's Vaughn! Anyway. Oh. Maybe he used to get so pissed.
I'm just not going to talk. Well, that's the whole point.
He would go on and on so much. We would play the music when he would get going because we called it Vaughn World Order.
Vaughn World Order.
And he'd be like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. He'd just like leave.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just going to play on my DS.
Remember that?
Yeah.
My God.
He would just play on his DS while we're doing the show.
He's 12.
100 pounds.
Terrible. I miss Vaughn.
I do too.
Vaughn, come back.
Anyway. So yeah, that guy's fired. Matt just fucking cracked himself up.
They got me thinking of something that Steve said on the show once. When we were talking about the guy at Red Lobster. The one
Steve,
I said it.
Which was Steve?
This Steve. Steve number two. I had referenced the guy that I saw at Red Lobster who weighed between 650 and 700
right.
pounds. He was absolutely colossal. And I had said that Steve number one's brother had said to me when I said, how much do you think that guy weighs? He goes, guy's got to weigh 700 pounds. And seamlessly, Steve number two goes, less than me.
I did say that.
Oh.
Less than me. I insulted you. Know,
it's good.
George Zimmerman.
He's done.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
Well, his wife, for some reason, wants a divorce.
Oh.
Not sure why, but
I think it's because he gained so much weight. And
she is not a chubby chaser.
He is a fat jalapeno popper now.
Yeah, he is. Jalapeno popper.
She can't divorce him because she can't find him. In order to divorce somebody, you have to serve them papers. Mm. And apparently nobody knows where the fuck he is.
Blow-ups, right?
Yeah. He's been in contact with his family. But they don't know exactly where he is.
Mm.
So it's like, where in the world is George Zimmerman?
Yeah, well, you know, just follow the paper trail of fucking speeding tickets he's been getting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wherever he's going, he's getting there fast.
George caused a meteor firestorm last week after allegedly punching his estranged wife's father in the face.
And this comes after him doing something else, like right after, right?
I haven't been keeping
up with
him.
This is like the third incident.
Yeah, there was something recently where she...
iPad smashing, mm-hmm. caught on video.
She called the cops and said something about him having a gun. And
he was handcuffed on tape.
Mm-hmm. She had him pinned down in MMA style, ground and pound. And
with a wife?
And then he came back and fired at her, I think.
Yeah, well, he probably had flashbacks after that, yeah. right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the wife. Is the wife hot?
I don't know.
Oh.
Actually, she's black.
Oh. What's that supposed to mean, Kev?
He's not a racist.
What? So anyway,
oh, that's what that is.
What with it?
So
what?
I guess somebody was taping him arguing with the father-in-law, and yeah. taped him on the iPad. Taped him. I don't know.
Oh, videoed
him.
Whatever. She's a Miss Piggy and a half.
Is she?
Yeah.
Carry me.
Literally.
And
Georgie.
So I guess well, that's what he did to this fucking iPad.
Yeah,
somebody
wow.
had an iPad going while he
She's
punched
a real
the father-in-law.
Fucking blimpo.
And they have home security footage of him smashing the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really horrible quality though. It's not even worth showing.
Yeah, I'd fucking... be this one woman too.
What dope tries to film with an iPad?
Yeah, so inconspicuous.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm getting this.
Better watch out.
According to Google, this is his wife.
Mrs. Zimmerman.
Steve, would you? Yeah.
Steve would.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, I think
he
so.
Definitely would.
I got to look this up myself.
Mm. You know, I think I'd throw her poking.
Throw her poking.
I just put Steve Zimmerman.
Her faces look cute.
She looks like she'd be very attractive if she lost like 75 pounds.
That's the name.
I put Steve Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
Yeah, with an S.
She, I don't know. Something about her looks a little jiggy.
A little jiggy?
Jiggy Jen.
What? That's the word. I was going with it, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a very pretty girl.
Yeah, lovely.
Wait, is this the...
What?
Her?
Yeah.
She does look a little jiggy. You know, if Jiggy Jen were fat.
Oh no, she's not.
Yeah, no, it's the, she had the same eyes.
Same one.
Yeah. It's okay, she doesn't listen anymore either.
Well, no, she doesn't.
Fuck her.
She's gone.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, she's, this chick's a blimp and a half.
Yeah, she's a big fat pig, huh?
Yeah.
She is.
Just like Jiggy Jen.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
What is this random picture?
What is this?
I don't know. Like he's thinking of
this
her
is
or
George
something?
Zimmerman's forehead,
yeah,
and this is his wife's fat face.
Yikes!
Fucking. Oh, I hope she at least has like huge hooters.
She looks like she does have giant breasts.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's all that matters.
But she also has a giant body. Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh man, I don't know.
George Zimmerman's fat wife.
It's the name of the show. Oh my gosh, she looks horrible here. Whoa.
What do you got there, Derek? Oh no.
I think she put on some sympathy weight when he was in jail.
Oh god.
Holy shit. Look at the fucking craters in her face.
Ew. She definitely would be very attractive though. Maybe she's gonna do like one of those like weight loss things.
She's got like some Richard Belzer crates going on in her face though.
Oh, she's got an arrest record too. Here, she ain't
I keep seeing
one.
Her fucking,
her fucking,
yeah, her
coffee mug shots.
Yeah. Coffee mug shots. Oh Christ on a cracker! So this is what we're doing. We're just making fun of some guy's dumb wife.
All right,
yeah, we got any crackers?
No, wait, this isn't her too, is it?
Let me see.
Who's who? The hell is this?
No, that's some other way. It's like, that's not even him.
You know what? I'm realizing that now.
You racist. It's just some Latino guy hugging a girl. And you're like, is that his wife?
Well, it's there's all pictures of him and his wife, and that's like it's smack in the middle. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Filthy racist. Oh, look at little baby Trayvon.
Oh,
baby Trayvon.
He'll never know the wonders of prison.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What?
What is... Look, he's got the fucking drink.
Which is... This is... First off, like, this didn't even happen, number one. Like,
this is... For those of you listening, this is a cartoon or an illustration.
Make that the cover photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is of a fat George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Coming after Trayvon. Trayvon has, yeah, right, his ass hanging out. Trayvon's got his drink and his Skittles, and he's on
and
his cell
Capri
phone.
Pants.
Yeah. And Zimmerman's just walking up to him with a gun up to his back.
And the cell phone. Like,
and he has a cell phone, and they've covered up whatever the dialogue said. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he was saying something, too. They photoshopped it out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. On Facebook, I follow Garbage Pail Kids.
Okay.
And they post pictures every now and again. And there was a picture of a Garbage Pail Kid. I don't even remember the fucking name of the kid. But it was a hoodie. And the hoodie was the kid's skin. Wow. So the face was a skull. And you could see, like, the zipper around it, whatever. And, in fact, I should fucking find
out. You should.
And,
you
of should. Course, there was a guy on there said... you know, basically, it's a little too soon for that.
Was the character's name George Zipperman?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's really funny, like, because this is like, the satirical representation of what's going on here.
Oh, here it is, right?
Well, this is what black people think happened.
Yeah.
No, there's no zipper, sorry.
Oh, it was just a hoodie. Huh.
And you can see where I called him out. I told him to stop. It was... And of course, he's buried now.
Yeah,
but died? It was, it was, you know, saying it's too soon.
No,
too soon.
Too soon for hoodies.
Yeah,
I think what he meant is we're not in the season yet to be wearing them.
Yeah, exactly.
The weather's not cold enough.
So like
it's barely September.
Yeah. So you have this stone teenager who's going to pick up two of the three ingredients to make a street drug. And he's obviously, you know, he's completely innocent. You know, he's no like foul intentions or anything like that. And then you have this poor, apparently fat Spanish man who looks like CM Punk from about a year ago. You know, he just corners him, calls up, yep, I got another one.
I'm about
right
to
here.
Shoot him.
He ain't got him.
Never mind the fact that those little tiny fucking shoes were bashing this guy's face in.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Those little tiny shoes.
I got another one. This time he's making off with Skittles. He left the vegetables. He's fucking punks.
I guess nobody got that.
Yeah. No way. I got it. Thanks. You look great. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. I remember during when everybody was waiting for... I think I told this. Everyone was waiting for the result of the trial.
Yeah.
We had a barbecue or something going on. Not for the trial.
And you're all sitting around holding hands.
No,
and
just
wishing
just,
for the best.
Trial,
you know,
dating.
Yeah. And my uncle comes in and goes, "No, he's guilty. He's guilty." And they're like, "Yeah, is that what they say? He's guilty?" And he goes, "Yeah, he stole the Skittles."
Wow. It's good.
Your uncle is a goddamn riot.
You don't know the half of it. Let's see what this is before we wrap up. Man had penis amputated.
Oh,
due
boy.
To...
Let's guess.
Okay. It was too big.
You gotta cut that shit off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta cut this off. It's just too much. It's too much. I can't walk around with this.
Dragon thing. On the ground and shit.
Dragon dick.
Is it Spitfire? No, it's dragon on the floor. No. Dude.
Inactivity.
Yeah, he did.
Inactivity.
That was wet as wet can be wet. And
you need
it smells.
New couch. Hummus,
it smells.
Yes. You didn't need a new couch.
It smells. It smells like a fucking stable in here. It's fucking bad.
Inactivity is my guess.
See, I'm not getting it. Inactivity? Matt, what'd you say?
Too big.
I'm going to say that he was lack of circulation or something.
Lack of
like
circulation.
That.
Like he was leaning on it or something?
No, like that it wound up like going like...
leaning on it.
elbow resting on it for a little bit too long.
What's that? What's that term when a limb that loses circulation completely?
I don't know.
And just completely fucking dead.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, if his dick fell asleep.
Pins and needles.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going to
necrosis.
Necrosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the setup again.
He's a Colombian man.
Uh-huh.
He had his penis amputated.
Oh, he's Colombian.
Yes.
Okay.
It's got to be some kind of coffee.
Because he...
It's from Gigante, Colombia.
Because he's a pedophile, and it was the only way to get him to stop fucking kids. Go.
I got another guess.
Okay.
He was trying to snort cocaine through his dick hole, and he wound up getting a contact high from it. So.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
He mistook his penis for a hot pepper.
A man from southern Colombia has had to have his penis amputated after he allegedly overdosed on the erectile dysfunction medication Viagra.
Wow.
The 66-year-old man from Gigante, whose name has not been released.
Gigante.
Whatever. Told a local newspaper that he intentionally overdosed on Viagra to impress his new girlfriend. Ooh. However, the penis-enhancing drug caused the man, who said he was a former member of the Gigante Municipal Council, to experience a constant state of erection for several days.
No,
he then sought medical help.
Yeah, I mean, it says after 4 hours.
Yeah, it does. Doctors in Gigante referred the man to a medical facility in some other fucking crazy place, where doctors noted that the man's penis was inflamed. You think? Mm-hmm. Fractured and showed signs of gangrene.
Gangrene.
Whoa. And opted to amputate to prevent the inflammation and gangrene from spreading to other parts of his body.
Is that like the Jets training camp?
Ew.
I don't know
if
you guys.
It was on his erect dick. I don't know if you guys ever experienced more than wood, right?
Just today, as a matter of fact. Continue.
It's been a couple weeks for me.
I've had that last a little too long, and it hurts.
Yeah.
It fucking hurts.
Yeah.
So that jerk off.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't go away.
I gave myself a complimentary hand job.
You ever wake up with a morning erection so wild that you know, well, you can see that you don't even want to aim it at the toilet and just piss in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no point.
I still try.
I just piss in the bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. It's never gonna point down.
No, you just gotta twerk up into the wall there, and then and get it angled downward, and then just like push it down a little bit.
Yeah, you get your ass against the toilet, back of the toilet seat, you know, like on the tank.
Yeah.
You get your hands on the ground.
Exactly.
And just fucking twerk it and go straight down. Unless you got a curved one, and then it's all over.
Pissed in a tub.
Just piss right in your own mouth.
The patient showed bruising on the testicles and penis. What the hell was he doing? Just trying to beat it down? He was treated and is recovering.
He's got a hammer and he's just trying to bang it back in.
He's recovering well.
So they reattached it?
No, he's a pussy.
No, it's gone.
He's got a pussy now.
Uh-oh.
It was infected.
It's so he's got a one-inch mound of flesh where his penis used to be.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
66 years he was.
He's got an angle ranch.
That don't impress some girlfriends, huh? I wonder how many people that fed.
Mm.
And knowing how fucking great medicine is out there, right? Somebody probably just came in with a pair of hedge clippers and like, all right.
Can we eat it? Let's not pick up the guy on there.
Just bite that out of my hand, sir.
Oh, my God. Viagra.
Bet she's a coffee drinker.
Mm. 6 inches forward and 5 inches back.
You know how much torture that would be if you're a belly sleeper, too?
Oh.
Ugh.
Wakes me up in the
I'm morning. A side sleeper. I can't sleep on my belly.
I'm a belly sleeper usually.
Good, because it's too big. Because I roll back and forth.
Get the kickstand going.
It's like a turtle on his back. It's me in my belly. It's not funny if I say it. Just hurts. All right, we will see you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.
Unless you're living. Unless you're listening live.
Thank you for allowing us in your home.
Which I can see by the numbers you're not.
Whoa.
So we'll
but
see
you probably
Thursday.
Should be.
I wonder if this will... Okay, good.
What'd you
do? We'll see you on Thursday.